Hi everyone, thanks for tuning in today. We're going to have a fun one. We are going to be talking specifically about how not to get sued as a buyer or seller in today's real estate market. Two of the biggest topics that I'm going to be hitting on this is escalation clauses and inspections on the property. And I'm going to have examples of situations that are taking place right now in today's market that you need to be watching out for, and your agent really should be educating you on exactly what the verbiage is in your contract and what you're allowed to do. To get started, we're going to be talking about specifically the inspection on properties. It is one of the first things that usually gets waived on the purchase, the contract, is that a lot of sellers don't want to be handling that inspection clause, but a lot of people are writing in there that the inspection is for information purposes only. This is kind of a double-edged sword on a lot of situations here, being that sometimes buyers believe that they can get out of that inspection, get out of the contract due to what comes back on the inspection, and they're using it as a way to back out. And that's where it comes into why you need correct verbiage in your contract to mitigate any risk that the buyer or the seller has for the buyer to want to back out. The reason that I bring this up is just because a lot of buyers are using information purposes only. And we're seeing situations come up where, you know, they're doing the information purposes only, but then when the inspection comes back, they're seeing that, oh, this house is older, so they have knob and tube wiring throughout the house. That's going to be $5,000 to $10,000 to fix. Now they want to back out of the contract because they don't want to pay that $5,000 to $10,000 extra after they move into the property to make it livable or safe for their family, let alone that most insurance companies are not going to cover knob and tube anymore. This is more of an extreme example of that $5,000 to $10,000 range, but say you have a foundation problem, say you had a water problem that you didn't know about, say, There is a million different things, that you had a termite infestation that you didn't know about that they found out. Your deck actually needed to be replaced for whatever reason, and your windows were outdated, and you have water intrusion, and there's some mold and different things that you didn't know about just because it was never brought to your attention or never actually affected how you lived in the property. So that's going to be coming down to having a real estate agent that is very knowledgeable of these contract details, so that if your best offer does have that inspection for information purposes only, they know how to use the verbiage correctly in the counter offer so that the buyer has no legal ability to back out of the contract. And it's reiterating what most people understand when people say inspection purposes only. It's reiterating exactly what that means and the buyer signing off on that specifically. The next big thing that you need to understand, as in this market where a lot of legal litigations are happening, is within the appraisal of the property. A lot of sellers are getting into situations where they're the ones that are wanting to back out of the contract because either they or their agent did not do the due diligence at the front end to make sure that the buyer had the cash difference in appraised value. In today's market, you're seeing a lot of houses getting $10,000, $20,000, $30,000 over asking price, but with that, there are a bunch of complications that are being involved in there, such as, say you have a buyer that needs to put 10% down on the house for their financing to follow through. But now they offer $30,000 over appraised value. So we're saying you put your house on the market at $200,000, they got it at $230,000, but it actually appraised at $210,000. So that $20,000 difference is there that you as the seller expect that money. And the buyer has to come with cash in that situation, or you have to bite the bullet and go back down to the $20,000 and hope and pray that the next appraiser comes back and says that the house is worth more. In most cases, the appraiser's not going to do that because it's such a short time period, but I've seen crazier things happen. Look at the market right now. And that comes back to, if you're a for sale owner, doing your due diligence, or your agent knows how to do the due diligence on the front end to make sure that the buyer is completely able to fund the property if the appraisal comes back low. And a lot of times with agents, such as myself, any contracts that I write with buyers now is I actually put in the contract details, so the exact terms in which my buyer can pay the difference in appraised value. Because the wording is very important in these contracts nowadays, because if you don't have specific wording for a buyer or seller, you don't know exactly what's going to happen with the appraised value. And right now, if you've been watching my previous podcast, about 25% of houses are not appraising out. So you're running into that difficulty more and more. And that's a stat from technically 6 weeks ago. 6 weeks ago, because it takes about 4 to 6 weeks for houses to close. So that stat is 6 weeks old. And I can only presume with how heavy the market is right now and how in demand houses are and how much over asking value I am having to write to get buyers under contract, I know exactly that number is probably higher at this point, because houses can only appreciate so much in today's market, and the appraised value that these appraisers are getting, they're basing it off of what has recently sold in the neighborhood and taking those numbers into consideration when pricing your house. So it is very important for you to make sure that you are protecting yourself with the correct verbiage in those contracts to make sure you get the most equity out of your house. That's the whole reason why sellers want to back out, is because this example. Say you were expecting that $30,000 more so that you can purchase your next house, and you find out that you're going to get $20,000 less than what you expected when you put your offer on the next house. Or are you still going to have enough cash to purchase the next house and make it feasible for you to do so? And if there comes back and there's a problem with the financing for the buyer on your house, is the buyer going to have to back out of the deal, because they can no longer purchase your property for the money that you want out of it? The last thing that you really need to watch out for if you're going for sale by owner or an agent is understanding the contract details. The truth is that contracts are getting longer and longer, and they're getting more complicated and more vague, for better words, because there's so many different contract details that are being put out there right now. So it's important to hire an agent to walk you through every single contract detail that's in purchase agreements or a listing agreements, to make sure you know exactly what you're getting into and your expectations for the different verbiage out there. That being said, not every agent is going to have an understanding of what exactly is going on. An example of that is that recently, Potter Real Estate Group, we had a situation where we had a buyer put an offer with an escalation clause, but the listing agent did not understand how escalation clauses worked. So our buyer ended up not winning the house, even though we had the best offer by $5,000, and our buyer was able to back it up with the bank. So that agent that just listed that house lost that seller thousands of dollars because they did not understand escalation clauses. And not only since they did not understand escalation clauses, what else about the contract did they not understand when listing this property, and they did not educate the seller correctly? It becomes very important for you to have an agent that will take the time to explain all of the things that are going on, and then when the contracts actually start coming in, when you price and do everything else correctly, that they're going to be able to walk you through every single contract, tell you which ones we need to throw out, which ones we really need to consider. And it comes back down to your agent's knowledge of the industry. a lot of times you're going to have contracts that are very similar to each other, but how do you really dictate which one's going to be the best one for you? Your agent's a professional in the industry, and we have a knowledge of what other agents do and our previous experience with those specific agents. Being part of the Potter Real Estate team, we are doing 100-150 transactions every single year. So we work with dozens of different agents across the Omaha metro area. With that, we've worked with a lot of great agents, we've worked with a lot of bad agents. So when all those contracts come in, we're going to be able to tell you exactly, okay, well, you know what, these deals are basically identical in paper with this little change here. Specifically the agent. Well, this agent we've worked with in the past, they're great, we love them. This agent's a little bit more difficult to work with. What do you want as a seller? If you were going the for sale by owner route in this situation, you really don't have that knowledge, and that's going to cause a lot more complications down the road due to the contract details if you don't fully understand them and have weekly classes on them. You're going to find yourself in hot water. For example, recently I had a contract go through where I was doing a for sale owner, representing the buyer to the seller, and the contract details dictated a certain close date on the house. But come when we actually came closer to the close date, we found out that the seller actually needed to push back the date because they needed the new property. They were waiting to get into the new property because they built a train themselves without actual knowledge of the contract details. As my buyer, I'm not going to give you the exact information of what we decided to do, but my buyer has all the power at this point. You have signed a legally binding contract stating the date that your house is going to close. So my buyer has multiple options for you. They can kick you out of your property on the day of closing because you're legally bound to that contract. If you do not move out, you could be facing legal action. The other options that buyers have is they can do a rent back program and they have all the power. Say a $200,000 house, they could say you're going to rent this for $2,000 a month or $2,500 a month. You're going to pay my mortgage and a half, because you are messing with my timeline and I'm doing you a favor, and I can charge you whatever I want, or you can find somewhere else to live in the meantime. And right now in the situations that in the housing market that we're in, there is very few short-term rentals available. And that's just another example of how important it is to understand the contract details, so that you're not bound to anything when it comes time to close on your house that you're not willing to do or that you don't fully understand. With that all being said, there are ways to fix that. Essentially, it comes down to getting an agent who is knowledgeable in this industry, isn't a part-time agent, doesn't do, isn't brand new, has never done a transaction in their lives. You need to find an agent that you can fully put your trust in and know that they are in the trenches day in, day out, reviewing this information with their team and actually living through some of these situations and knowing how to fix them for you. Because if you don't have someone in your backfield rooting for you and working for you, you're going to be one of those people facing legal ramifications for the contract that you signed that you did not have full understanding of. This is a lot of great information. There's a lot that goes into contracts these days. People aren't kidding when they say it's about 2 inches thick of paperwork that you have to sign for listing or purchasing a house. So if you ever have any questions about contracts or what's really going on in the market today, make sure to reach out to me. I'd love to help you, and have a great rest of your week.